India takes its vaccination shot today. The biggest vaccination drive in the world begins in India. The Prime Minister urges people not to fall for rumours. The Health Minister, Dr. Harshvardhan, tells NDTV he's confident India will beat coronavirus, says it's the beginning of the end of COVID-19. AIIMS Director Dr. Guleria takes Covaxin shot, the much controversial Bharat biotech vaccine, while Arvel doctors refuse to do so. What Covaxin consent form is all about? NDTV takes out that form for you, which clearly says it is still in the clinical trial mode. NDTV takes you inside India's vaccine hub, the Serum Institute of India in Pune, which is producing 5,000 doses per minute, 24 lakh in just one day. Bird flu positive samples coming out of Delhi Zoo as the zoo gets into an extensive sanitation drive now. WhatsApp buckles under pressure, delays the data sharing policy till May. Vaccination day for the country, something that many are calling the beginning of the end of the pandemic. Now, this is coming at a time when a lot of positivity has been coming in from the government. The Prime Minister inaugurated it today and said this is a day of hope, also saying do not fall for rumours. But while some of the top officials in the country, including frontline workers and healthcare workers who have taken the vaccine, many have taken Covaxin as well, there are still concerns at the moment. So Dr. Harshvardhan not in a rush to get his vaccination done. The Prime Minister also not clear on when he will be getting his vaccination. But meanwhile, there are still some concerns over Covaxin. Remember, there are two kinds of stories that we've seen emerge on day one of vaccination. At AIIMS, India's one of the best hospitals there, only Covaxin was given, and the AIIMS director himself took that Covaxin along with several other people. However, in the same national capital, not very far away from AIIMS, at the RML hospital, the doctors there, resident doctors, refused to take the Bharat Biotech vaccine altogether, and they have now written to their MS and senior officials saying that they prefer Covishield over Covaxin. National Zoological Park today confirmed the first case of bird flu. The sample that was taken from an owl that was found dead in the zoo on Monday has come out positive now, and the administration at the moment is carrying out a massive sanitation drive inside the zoo.